Hello and welcome to the audio introduction to The Questions, written by Van Badham and Richard Wise and presented by State Theatre Company of South Australia. Inspired by a true story from the COVID-19 pandemic, The Questions is a musical where a shelter-in-place lockdown results in a couple extending their awkward first date indefinitely in his apartment and the rock band in the opposite apartment into an endless rehearsal. How to survive becomes the question as a three-man band provides musical accompaniment to the action. Note that none of the characters have names. The band are heard making music and singing, and the couple are simply referred to as he and she in the audio description. This performance runs for approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes with no interval. Your audio describers are Joe Anker and Carol Wellman Kelly. There is a content warning on language for this play, and there are some brief loud alarms. Set description. The Questions takes place in an inner-city high-rise apartment. The space theatre is set with two adjacent banks of seat, with the apartment's living area raised and jutting diagonally from a backdrop of orange, red and green skyscraper apartment blocks, the sky just visible between them. The black floor surrounding the raised apartment space represents the outside world. To the left, we can see right into the apartment opposite through its wall-sized window. That room, that is set up for band practice with two keyboards, stools, music stands, microphones, an electric guitar on its stand and a drum kit, all surrounded by scattered boxes, books, coffee mugs and bottles of water. The wall is covered with framed band posters, pinned up headshots and assorted pictures. There are doors at each end of the room and a slatted blind can be dropped and closed over the large window. The living room of the apartment where the action takes place is smart, modern, minimalist. White walls, three long bars of ceiling lights on beams, a pale wooden floor. Centre of the back wall is an all-white kitchenette with oven, concealed bar fridge, recessed lighting, sleek silver taps and shiny electric kettle. To the right of the kitchenette is the white front door with a tidy shoe rack and a light switch adjacent, and to the left of the kitchenette a door marked by a white standing lamp that leads to the bedroom area. In front of the kitchenette, a blonde wood dining table with matching chairs is set for two, with a single orange flower in a glass vase centre. On the left in the living area is a neat pale grey sofa with dark grey throw and two fresh white cushions. In front is a polished wooden coffee table carrying a neat stack of magazines. At the far end of the sofa is a small round wooden table and a dark grey ottoman with an implied window that looks directly across at the band's apartment. As day changes to night, scattered windows in the background high-rise buildings light up and stars twinkle in the patch of sky beyond. The apartment residence, a young man in his mid-twenties, is played by Charles Wu, who stands approximately 100 centimetres tall with a broad, expressive face and a wide smile. Hanging to the nape of his neck, his straight jet black hair is parted in the middle, combed neatly to either side of his face and tucked behind his ears. His lean but muscular build and upright stance is accentuated by a steel blue suit jacket over a pale blue ribbed polo shirt, tucked into a pair of well-fitting cream chino trousers. Slung across one shoulder is a large leather satchel, fashionably matching his brown leather belt. He wears brown slip-on leather loafers, which he promptly changes for black indoor slides while in his apartment, and later a well-worn pair of blue-grey slippers. During the play, he replaces T-shirts and changes into a pair of pyjamas. However, his black smartwatch never leaves his left wrist, and his mobile phone is always close to hand. The blind date visitor is an animated young woman, flush with excitement and anxious, fast gestures, played by Filipino-Australian actor-singer Chara Ocampo. Her bubbly personality is matched by her colourful, somewhat bohemian attire. She wears a vibrant coloured waist-length padded jacket with splashes of green, blue and pink. Under this, a soft lilac purple jumper is tucked into baggy blue jeans with hip pockets. Yellow trainers with pink Adidas stripes complete the outfit. Choya has waist-length dark wavy hair, which she parts in the middle, wears slicked down and the top portion dragged back into a large shiny alligator clip at the back of her head. Standing approximately 165 centimetres, she is fresh-faced with long eyelashes and wears makeup. She expresses herself with gregarious hand gestures, featuring long white fingernails, usually clasping her phone as well, and carries a large red and white striped tote bag over her shoulder. The band are three young men who rehearse together, slurping from the coffee mugs whilst watching and responding to the antics in the opposite apartment. The tallest at around 189 centimetres is drummer Jackson Mack. His dark skin tone and wiry black hair, teased up into a high square cut, give him a statuesque appearance highlighted by his royal blue nylon tracksuit, jacket and matching pants with yellow Adidas stripes down the arms and legs. Underneath he wears a white t-shirt with black Japanese text in the image of the 70s cartoon character Astro Boy. Hong Kong-Australian Sam Lau is the keyboard player and primary singer in the band. Sam is approximately 170 metres tall with slim build and his mop of jet black hair flops over one side of his fashionably clear-rimmed glasses. He wears white trousers with speckled black splashes like spray paint, thick black belt and a black band t-shirt with Megadeth printed on the front in pink designer lettering. Later in the day, he wields the electric guitar in black leather jacket with silver zips. James Fainer Jr. also plays the keyboard and is animated, bobbing and getting into the music with a big, wide smile. He stands around 165 centimetres tall and his slight build is clothed in a long yellow baggy t-shirt under a green and purple paisley patterned shirt with sleeves rolled up. His brown faux leather pants reflect the light in the studio and coupled with black, thick white-soled Dunlop tennis shoes. Cast and creative team. Charles Wu plays the apartment resident. Chaya Ocampo plays the invited guest. Musicians are Sam Lau, Jackson Mack and James Fainer Jr. Playwright and lyricist Van Badham. Composer and lyricist Richard Wise. Artistic director Mitchell Boutel. Set and costume design Jeremy Allen. Lighting design Gavin Norris. And sound design Andrew Howard. Audio-described performances of the children will take place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre on Saturday the 3rd of August 2024 at 2 p.m. with a tactile tour at 1 p.m. and on Monday the 5th of August 2024 at 6:30 p.m. with a tactile tour from 5:30 p.m. Monday's performance is followed by a Q&A session in the theatre. Tickets can be booked through Ticketex or the State Theatre Company SA website. Please contact the Adelaide Festival Centre on 131 246 for the best access route to the theatre complex. At the theatre, access to the Space Theatre foyer is via the Riverbank Concourse. The Space Theatre is wheelchair accessible and guide dog friendly, and there are two accessible toilets in the venue. One is opposite the bar in the Space Foyer, the other is opposite the main reception desk near door one of the Dunstan Playhouse. Assistance is offered by venue staff. For all other disability access inquiries, please contact Patron Services at email access@adelaidefestivalcentre.com.au or call 08-8216-8600. For more information on audio described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@accesstoarts.org.au or voice text 0415 090 547. Alternatively, speak to one of the audio describers at the theatre. This completes the audio description introduction for The Questions, prepared by audio describers Joe Anker and Carol Wellman Kelly.